Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heavenbound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, your automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you this great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know Jesus come to change lives, make your life brand new. Praise God. As we enter into the month of August of 2020, praise God, we're going to continue the message we started back in July. Victory over the devil. Praise God. We're going, amen. We'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune to today's broadcast for the exciting message. Those just incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune to today's broadcast for the exciting message. Praise God. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for a miracle. The Lord has blessed Sylvia and I with a Holy Ghost Spirit ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach the gospel to all of you that's behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons. We understand the coronavirus has closed the prisons, praise God, and jails. But we're waiting for the green light. Well, once we get the green light, we'll go back in there to continue doing what the Lord called us to do. Those of you, we have received letters from those that are listening to the broadcast, even though we haven't visited y'all in months. But you're right, which is good. So you can write us, let you know you're still out there, praise God, so that we can receive them, praise the Lord, from the ones that we, the prisons and jails that we visit, praise God. You write us. If we haven't visited your facility, you can still write for Bibles, other life-changing materials. All free to prisoners. Praise God. Amen. The message, victory over the devil. Now, Jesus whipped Satan at Calvary. Praise God. He gave his life on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood. Now, I preached that weeks ago. The blood of Jesus is more to it than just forgiving people, forgiving us of our sins. The blood goes further than just forgiveness. Some people talk about the cleansing, like you're taking a bath every night. The blood of Jesus is much stronger than that. It's stronger to clean you up than just taking a bath every night. In other words, Jesus' blood is stronger than soap. Praise God. It takes one time for the blood of Jesus to root out that indwelling sin. One time. Praise God. When the Lord sanctified you, breathe a life in your soul, the Lord will root out that indwelling sin. One time, once he root that thing out, you have no desire to sin anymore. Praise God. And people need to understand and know that. Glory to God. Amen. Now, I preached that weeks ago. Amen. Hebrews 10 and 10, says Velvet. What do Hebrews 10 and 10 say? Now, I preached that weeks ago. Praise God. Because Jesus come to root that sinful nature out of a person.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
It said, by which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
One, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus. One time. Sanctify you one time. Glory to God. To root that sinful nature out. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about sanctifying yourself. I'm talking about being sanctified through the blood. Root that sinful nature out of you. Praise God. Place in you a brand new nature. Praise God. First St. John, rather. Gospel according to St. John 1:29, says Velvet. Praise God. Will take that sinful nature out of you and place in you a brand new nature. The nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being born again. Praise God. What did John say about Jesus?
The next day, John seeing Jesus coming unto him and saying, behold the Lamb of God, which taking away the sin of the world.
He took away the sin, which is that indwelling sin. The sin of the world. He took that sinful nature out. We inherited from the fall of Adam. Jesus will root that sinful nature out of us. Place in us a brand new nature. The nature of Christ. That do not want to sin. Praise God. That's the reason why I can preach like I can preach. Because Jesus will root that sinful nature out of you. And put a new nature in my soul. Praise God. I'm born again. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. That's the new birth. Praise the Lord. That's being born of the Spirit. Praise God. So I can receive the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. And people need to understand, know that. Jesus whipped the devil at Calvary so that Satan will lose control over us. Lose control over you. Praise the Lord. The blood of Jesus, there's power in the blood to root that sinful nature out of you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Go back to Romans 8 chapter, says Velvet. Praise the Lord. What did it say? Romans 8.
It said, Romans 8 and 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Let you know, Jesus come to give you life. Jesus come to give you peace. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus come to satisfy you. We sing the song, satisfy with Jesus, satisfy with Jesus. Said it would be my comfort, said it would be my guide. Look at my hands, they were new. Look at my feet, they were too. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul been satisfied. How in the world folks say they saved and ain't satisfied? I want to know that. They want to have some word. I want to praise our God. They ain't in the Bible. Glory to God. When the Lord sanctified you, he satisfied you. Satisfied with Jesus. Praise the God. I'm telling you, because he satisfied you. Praise the Lord. Amen. All I need is in Jesus. Because he satisfied. Joy he supplied. Life would be worthless without him. All things in Jesus I find. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where it says it, Velvet?
It said, because a carnal mind is enemy against God.
For to be a carnal mind is enemy against God.
But it is not subject to the law of God.
Ain't subject to the law of God.
Neither indeed can be.
Amen. Lady, that's why you got so many goats sitting in the church, butting against this word. Glory to God. Because it ain't subject. Praise our God. Amen. Don't want to obey it. Praise God. Want to be worldly. Praise our God. I'm telling you the truth. You can't go to heaven being worldly. Amen. Being a goat, butting all the time. But you humble yourself to obey this word, to be more in this word, to walk up this straight and narrow way. Because it's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven. Walking up the King's highway. You want to be more like Jesus. Praise our God. Sing that song, to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. How I long to be like him. So meek and lowly. So humble and holy. How I long to be like him. You want to be more like Jesus. Not like the world, but be more like Jesus. Praise our God. I'm telling you the truth. Want to walk like Jesus. Talk like Jesus. Live like Jesus. Be like Jesus. Praise God. Where is that, Seville?
So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
You can't please God being in the flesh. Amen. You got to have victory over the flesh. Victory over the devil. Praise God. You got to please God being in the flesh. What did it say?
But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? You are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you.
If so be that the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, dwell in you.
Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Let you know, if you're not saved, you're not sanctified, amen, God don't know you. Praise the Lord. Jesus don't know you. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Folks talking about they know Christ and sin and doing wrong. God don't know you. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you the truth. But amen. Praise the Lord, man. When you're saved, that means you depart from iniquity. You'll depart from sin. Praise our God. You're free. You're able to serve God. So God say he know you. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, because you got the Spirit in your soul. Amen. I'm telling you, I want to be more like Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Be more like Jesus. Hold the lessons of velvet. Amen. 1 John 3, amen, and 1. What did that Bible say? 1 John 3 and 1. Praise God. Because folk need to understand what this Bible said and what it means. Praise our God. 1 John 3 and 1. What did it say? Amen. I'm telling you, glory to God.
It says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God.
That we shall be called the sons of God.
Therefore the world knows us not.
The world don't understand this.
Because it knew him not. Because
they don't know Jesus. There's a lot of people, that's why people talk about God all the time. Because they don't know Jesus. Praise the Lord. Don't know him. But we sang the song, Do You Know the Man? I said, do you know the man from Galilee? Do you know that man? Amen. I know that man from Galilee. Glory to God. I'm telling you the truth. Folks don't know Jesus. That's why I talk about God. Amen. Talk about thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because they don't know the man. They don't know Jesus. Praise our God. But I know Jesus. Praise the Lord. I know him, the Son of God. I know him. Praise our God. The begotten Son of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where is that, Seville?
Beloved, now we are the sons of God.
Beloved, now we are the sons of God.
It does not yet appear what we shall be.
It does not yet appear what we shall be.
But we know when he shall appear.
When he shall appear.
We shall be like him.
Amen. Now,
but we shall see him as
amen.
He is.
Now some of these, amen, we Christians want to use that for an excuse. We shall. Talking about it's a long process. No, it's not. Glory to God, amen. Let you know. When Jesus appears, we'll be just like him. Because we like him now. Praise our God. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. It ain't like you're getting like him. You'll be like him now. You'll be already like him. You hear me? Be already like him. Praise our God. I'm telling you the truth. Sit velvet. 1 John 4 and 17. 1 John 4 and 17. What does it say? 1 John 4 and 17.
All unrighteousness is sin.
All unrighteousness is sin.
And there's a sin not unto death.
First John 4:17 said velvet. Praise our God. Amen.
And 4:17. It said, herein is our love made perfect.
Herein our love made perfect.
That we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
That we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
Because as he is.
As he is.
So are we in this world.
You hear me? So how in the world are you going to talk? We shall be like him. No, then you know. You can be like him when he appear. You'll be just like him. You ought to be like him when he appear. You'll be like him now. Glory to God. That's what it said. Go back to 1 John 3rd chapter. Pick up where you left off at. Read. Glory to God. 1 John 3rd chapter. Read.
It's every man that had this hope in him.
Every man that had this hope in him.
Purify himself.
Purify himself.
Even as he is
pure. Even as he is pure. You are let go. Crucify the flesh. You got victory over the devil. You are crucified the flesh. You hear me? You can't please God living in the flesh. But you be spiritual. Praise the Lord. Be full of the Holy Ghost. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet to your fingertips. Be full of God. Amen. What does it say?
It said, whosoever committed sin, transgression also the law. For the sin is the transgression of the law.
Amen. If you commit sin, you transgress the law.
And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins.
Now, Jesus was manifested to take away your sin.
In him is no sin.
In him is no sin.
Whosoever abides in him sinning not.
Now, you know, if you got Jesus, you don't sin.
Whosoever sinning has not seen him, then known
him. You hear what that Bible said? If you sin, you don't even know the man.
Little children, let no man deceive you.
Let no man deceive you.
He that doeth righteousness is righteous, and even as he is righteous.
That's what it said.
He that committed sin is of the devil.
What? You heard that Bible say?
The devil's sin is from the beginning.
If you commit sin, the devil is in you. That's what the Bible said. Now, there's a lot of people trying to fix it up, trying to dress it up, trying to dress the devil up. Glory to God. And I'm telling you the truth. The devil is the devil. You heard me? If people sin, the devil is in them. Glory to God. Ain't no need to dress it up. Expose the devil. Paul said in 7th chapter of Romans, when I would do good, he said, evil are present. No good thing dwell in me. Says sin is to blame. The way he's here, you hear me? The devil make you do it. Glory to God. He didn't say you did it. He said the devil make you do it. Praise God. And people need to put the blame where it belongs. On Satan. Glory to God. Get victory over that rascal. Get victory over him. If you plan on going to heaven. Praise our God. Where is that, Seville?
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested.
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
Jesus come to destroy the works of the devil. Praise our God. That means get that devil out of you. Glory to God.
Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin.
Whoever born of God does not commit sin.
For his seed remains in him.
And
he cannot sin.
Because
he is born of God.
Because he is bone of God. That's what the Bible said. Because you're bone of God. That's what that Bible said. It's not what some preacher said. It's not what some weak Christian said. It's what that Bible said. You're bone of God. You don't commit sin. You hear me? Praise God. If you plan on going to heaven, you better believe what that Bible said. Because you can't go to heaven with no devil. You ain't going to get no devil up in heaven. I'm going to tell you the truth. Praise our God. You got to be born again. Amen. Get that new nature in your soul. Praise our God. I'm going to tell you the truth. Praise the Lord. Amen. Go back to Romans 8 chapters of velvet. Pick up where you left off here. What did that Bible say?
But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwells in you.
You are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Amen. Let you know, if you don't have Jesus, you're none of his. Praise our God. You got to have Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus.
Man.
Amen. I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast. Praise our God. Amen. Let's hear a song from Helen Baylor. Lift up Jesus. Praise our God. I'm going to tell you a true praise. Because it's time I'm lifting up Jesus, Sister Baylor. Praise our God. Amen. Lift up Jesus. Praise our God. Because it's power in Jesus' name. It's power.
Lifting up the name of Jesus.
Lift up the name of Jesus. Go, go.
I'm lifting up the name of Jesus.
Muhammad didn't have it, Buddha couldn't do it though. That joy in my heart, I want the whole world to know that
I'm lifting up the name of Jesus.
Yes, I am.
I'm lifting up the name of Jesus.
Ooh, oh, wasting time looking for an easy thrill. For peace in every kind of field. Marijuana didn't have it, cocaine can't do it, no. I've got peace for my mind. I want the whole world to know that he saved me, delivered me. Don't you know that Jesus has set me free? He'll never leave you, nor forsake you. He'll be right there, whatever you're going through, cause he's up. And him you must confess.
I'm lifting up the name of Jesus.
Lifting. Well,
I'm lifting up the name of Jesus.
Yes, I am. So you think, been thinking that you're all alone. Satan's telling you give up. Feel like all hope is gone. The devil. is a liar. This is what I have to say. Give your heart to Jesus. Jesus is the only way. He saved me, delivered me. And don't you know that Jesus has set me free? Now I leave you, I'll not forsake you. He'll be right
there,
whatever you're going through. Cause he's Alpha, Omega, my master and my savior. Try Jesus, cause he can do it. Yes, he can, my Lord. Uh-huh.
God, amen. It's time to lift up the name of Jesus. Praise our God. I'm telling you, lift up Jesus. Amen. Let Jesus shine in your life. Don't be ashamed of him. Lift him up. Praise our God. How in the world are you going to lift up Jesus? Indulging in the sins of the flesh. Can't do it. But you got to separate yourself. Come out from the world. Be a child of God. Let the Lord wash you in the blood. Make you a child of God. Praise our God. Say, Velvet, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. One of your songs that you sing, praise our God. Amen. Want to bring it here and sing here on the broadcast. Praise God. Amen. You sing before I preach, praise our God. Amen. Our services at the jails and prisons. Amen. You want to sing here on the broadcast. Amen. Amen. In this message, glory to God. Amen. Go ahead and sing your song.
Praise the Lord. It's a song that I wrote. The Lord gave me a couple years ago when there were a lot of the mass killing and different things going on and raging and substance things that was going on there. And a song called Tragedies. It said, tragedies are happening all over the world. People are hurting and crying. So many are killing one another. Because of evil and wickedness bound in the heart of man, and the love of many has waxed cold. So tragedies, that's why they're happening, are happening all over the world. The prince of the air has released his great army all over the world to kill and destroy every boy and girl. Every man and woman, he is seeking revenge against God to destroy his greatest creation. He is seeking revenge against you and I. Cause he knows without a doubt he can receive no more mercy and bound for hellfire. Forever and ever, that's why his demons and an angel are seeking your soul to carry it with them. So many tragedies are happening all over the world. There are wars and rumors of wars, kingdom against kingdom, family against family, because the tongue no man can tame. It is unruly, evil, and full of deadly poison, and cause so much harm, and cause so much pain. So tragedies are happening all over the world. Earthquakes and pestilence in thousands of places, causing so much sorrow and suffering. But God is merciful, and he is warning his people. Come on back to him. Come on back to him. Cause the safest place is in his arms.
Please take heed to his son, Jesus Christ. Come in and false prophets out there to deceive you. But Jesus Christ is the only one that can bring you back to Jesus. So the safest place is in his arms. The safest place is in his arms. So come on back to Jesus. And you will belong to him.
Come on back to Jesus. Amen. So many tragedies going on, but come on back to Jesus. Praise God. That's a wonderful, wonderful song. Praise God. We're going to continue the message on the next broadcast. Praise the Lord. Victory over the devil. Let's get ready for the power of prayer of faith. Praise God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank God for this powerful word. Lord, look on the people of mercy. Those that's in sin. Let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, protect your saints from the coronavirus. Lord, let sinners repent, be saved before it be too late. Lord, I want you to, amen, stretch forth your nails called hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by your divine power. Go into the churches. Let revival break out in these churches. Let the preachers get sanctified. Let the members get sanctified. Get the real Holy Ghost. So if you're ready, go back to with Jesus when he comes. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Lord, cast the devil out the folks. Amen. Lord, make them productive men and women in society. Lord, do these things. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sister Vail.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. The safest place is with Jesus. And we always just give him whatever we need. And we ask him and come to him, he provide for us. Believe that prayer, Ella Holmes that prayed, and the Lord will lift you up. Those behind prison bar, we thank you and we love you. And God has a plan for you. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us, we pray for you. Remember that you can love with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Praise the Lord out of your ministry. So as we get a green light, we'll be back into the jails and prison, doing what the Lord called us to do. Those in the free world, clinging to our website, be blessed with the many activities on our website. Tonight's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, well, along with our beautiful companion, Sister Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train is bound for glory.